Last week on Thursday, the probate judge approved a settlement that was worked out between the county, which oversees her estate, and John Maloof, who owns 90% of the images. The deal is under seal, at least for now. We don't know when, if ever, it's going to become public. But it's some kind of percentage going forward, so that every time a photograph of hers or other memorabilia sells, a certain percentage will go to the estate, and a certain percentage will go to John Maloof. We don't know what that percentage is, and we may never know.
Okay, and just to be clear, the estate, who would be, you know, behind this?
It's like when anybody dies, especially if you have no will, there's a probate case that's opened up to settle final affairs. A lot of times it's just sell off assets, car, or pay any monies owed to attorneys, pay for burial, that kind of thing. And in a case where there is no heir, it's set up so that the county's public administrator will handle that for you, because somebody has to do it, basically. They're mostly cases that where there's very little money involved. This is the only case that anybody can ever remember where there's millions of dollars involved. Not only that, but great works of public art. So it's a case like no one has ever seen before, basically. In 2009, shortly before she died, she had no money, and she hadn't paid for a storage locker. And basically, when you don't do that, they auction off your stuff. And a guy by the name of John Maloof was looking for old photographs for a book he was writing about a particular neighborhood in Chicago. Had nothing to do. He was not looking for, famous photographs or anything. And he bought most of the contents of her storage locker. Some other people bought some smaller amounts. But it wasn't until a couple of years later that he started developing some of these images. He ended up not using them for his book, and started posting them online on a photography blog. And people went crazy. And it was like she rocketed to fame pretty quickly. Everybody wanted to know her story. By that time, she had passed away. And from there, it just snowballed.
And some might know Maloof did end up making a documentary about this case. And in it, he shows the fact that there's tubs worth of unprocessed negatives. She was so prolific. Because of this, the copyrights case, what's happened with the photos in general? And are there photos still that have not been seen by the public that could potentially be seen?
Yeah, there's tens of thousands. He's got in one big box, I think, canisters that have 20,000 negatives that he's never seen. Vivian Meyer never saw them because she didn't develop most of her photos. She just took them and they sat there. So he wants to get to work now that this has been settled. He wants to get to work starting to develop those images. A lot of them are from later in her life, and a lot of them are in color, which most of the work that's out there now is in black and white. She started taking pictures in color later in her life, and he's going to get to work on those.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell. I'm joined by Jason Meisner. He covers the courts for the Chicago Tribune. He's been following the case of Vivian Meyer. She's now deceased. She was a nanny in Chicago, and her photographs have become famous after a man named John Maloof found them in a storage locker auction. A settlement was recently reached as far as who owns the copyrights to her works, and that means that going forward, a lot more of her photographs will become public. And part of what has made her case so fascinating is the fact that so few people knew her well. She didn't have family members that people were able to really touch base with. John Maloof reached out to people in France, is that right, trying to find someone who was of a relation to her?
Right. When he realized what he had, which was like these amazing photographs, he did what he would describe as due diligence. He tried to find an heir. He found a cousin in France. He traveled to France. He met with the guy and who knew Vivian, and he got him to sign off and basically say it was $5,000. I hereby give all my rights to her work to you. The trouble is, he wasn't the only heir, or he wasn't the only relative that was still alive, and other people have found relatives who are just as close in the family tree as this guy. So a dispute arose over, and it's still ongoing, over who might be the heir to her estate. She had a brother that people tracked down. It turned out he had died years ago, and it was actually in a mental institution. And other than that, her family tree is extremely tangled with roots in Austria and in France. So it's been a very hard situation to unravel as to who might be out there that would be the closest heir.
We all know about places like Ancestry.com, and it seems so simple to go back generations. What about her makes it so hard to trace?
Yeah, from what I've been told is that the record keeping, especially in Austria, was horrible. You know, through the two world wars, and a lot of records were destroyed. People have gone back and traced the family to when they came over from and lived in New York. So basically, the trail picks up there. But her family was very there's not a lot there. I mean, the father, nobody knows at what point he left, but he wasn't around. And so when Vivian moved to Chicago, she was kind of by herself. It took people more than a year to track down what happened to her brother. And there were no other siblings or nephews or nieces that we know of. So we're back to first cousins once removed who live in France, which is, you know, not very close as far as a relationship goes. And everything's kind of in a holding pattern now to find out if there's anybody else.
So going forward, obviously this was a lucky find for John Maloof, but he also has put in a lot of work as far as getting these developed and making them public, putting them out there. Is it
right?
Is it foreseeable that he could make his living off of her photography?
Yeah, I think that's his plan. He was talking to me about, now that this has been settled, going forward with a number of pretty big projects that he was hoping to do, one with the Art Institute in Chicago. He has home movies of her. He has audio recordings that she did and all sorts of other stuff that, you know, now that she's famous, people would be interested in kind of clues into how she was as a person. So he's excited. You know, he can't talk about how much they're going to pay him, but it's clearly enough so that he'll be able to continue with his work. And he really has made this his career.
And has he given any other hints as far as to what some of the subject matter might be going forward? Of course, she's known for her street photography, but, you know, any surprises that could be coming down the bend?
Well, he has these color photographs from later in her life, and he has a lot of photographs that she took when she traveled. She traveled when she wasn't working as a nanny. She took long trips all over the world and took a lot of photographs. So he wanted to kind of corral those into some kind of exhibit, and also make some kind of multimedia exhibit with some of the things I was talking about, the movies and the audio, so that you're listening to her while you're looking at photographs, much more multimedia. But yeah, we'll be seeing a lot more coming out now. For the last 2 years, there hasn't been anything new, and you can expect that he will get to work and be producing a lot more.